Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Shir on Maseches Megillah, learning an Amud a day in Mirat Hashem. We're on pace to finish by Purim. So let's get right to it. We're holding by the bottom of Beis and the Beis, third line from the bottom. So Amar Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Yitain Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. Now, this seems to be a bit of a tangent for what we're previously speaking about halachas, about the reading of Megillah, the days of the reading, the place of the reading. Seemingly, this is brought just because it's another statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah v'yitam Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba. We'll see a few statements like that coming our way. So what did he say? He said, Menatzbach Sofim Amrum. Menatzbach is an acronym for the final letters in the Hebrew alphabet, final men, nun, sadi, pei, and chof. The Nevi'im, the Tzofim, said them, meaning they established the final letters. Says the Gemara, "V'tizra v'aksiv eila hamitzvos she'navi rishai lechadish davar mi'ata." How could it be? V'tizra, is that logical? The Torah tells us eila hamitzvos, that what is the mitzvos that are listed in the Torah? Those are the mitzvos, meaning that a navi cannot come along and mechadish anything to us. So it couldn't be that they created the final letters. The Oz Hamar of Chista membesame shavuluchos meisai omdim. Chista taught us that in the luchos of Bris at Har Sinai, so the luchos were bored through with the letters the whole way. Written entire way through. Now, it's kind of like a stencil, if you ever use one. A mem and a samech are essentially a circle. So the only way they could stand is as a miracle. Meaning there's a little piece of stone, a luchos of heaven, there's stone hovering in the middle of the open circle of air. So clearly then, we knew about a final mem because that existed then, even in the time of Nesina Satorah. How could it be to say that the Navi was mechadish the final letters? It's not true. No, they certainly existed. But it wasn't known which one was in the middle of a word and which one was the end of a word. The Nevi'im came along and established that the open letters, they're not closed. Now, generally we call them open letters as opposed to a final mem, which is the only final letter that closes. But it means the regular ones, the regular menatzbach, the regular nun, the regular tzadi, regular pein chof, right there in the middle of a word, and the ones that are closed, stumin, are at the end of the word, meaning essentially means the final mem. It's the only one you can call susun. So if the Gemara says back, Eloha mitzvah shein navi osi lechadish davar mi'ata, it's still the same problem. These are the mitzvahs. The navi can't mechadish which letter goes where in the word. Ella, says the Gemara, rather, what is pshat shachum lechazer v'yastim? The letters, where they should be placed, was forgotten. And the Nevi'im came along and reestablished where they should go, reestablished the Mesorah. I just want to point out, very Yisodos de Kirashi over here, Dibra Masko Mehava Hava, I'll just read it out. It says, Va'orcha de sugi de Gemara, Nahakshas Davir She'eno, Ad de Tarech Mamida al Bruya. Is the regular way of a Gemara to answer questions, the Hakshas, maybe the Girsa should be slightly different, that if the asking is Latarits, I see that they put in, there's a way of the Gemara to give Teirutzim that aren't true until it has bothered and established what should be clearly. Dafka gives answers and knows will be thrown away to get them thrown away. So to stick a Rashi, that's how the Gemara works a lot of times. Let's go Vaiter. Says the Gemara, the Amir Rabbi Yirmiyah v'Yitamer Rechiyah Abba, another statement by him, says, Targum Shel Torah, Unklus Hager, Amnu Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. The Targum of Chumash of Torah, Unklus the Ger said it in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. That was his Mesoris from them. Targum Shal Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Uziel, Amr. The Targum of Nevi'im was said by Yonasan ben Uziel, also Tana. Amro, he said it, Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. From the Nevi'im, Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Now, just as a matter of chronology, it's not Shaykh that he got it directly from them. He lived at a far later time. It means he got it from passed down from them. When his Daz and Eretz Yisrael, Abrameos, Harasal, Abrameos, Parsa. And Eretz Yisrael at that point, when he revealed the Targum of Nevi'im, Eretz Yisrael shook 400 amos by 400 amos. It shook. The whole land shook. Yotza Baskol v'Amra Baskol came out from heaven and said, Mi huzeh shegila sisrai libnei adam. Who is this one that has revealed my secrets to people? Amad Yonasam and Uziel Araglos. Yonasam and Uziel stood on his legs, stood up. V'Amar, and he said, Ani hu shegilisi sisrecha libnei adam. I am the one that has revealed your secrets to people. Galui v'yadu lefenecha, is known and revealed before you, revealed and known before you. Shelo lichvodi asisi, I didn't do it for my own kavod. Lo lichvod beis abba, not the kavod of my family's house. El lichvodecha, for your kavod Hashem, asisi, I did it. Shelo yirbe machlokes v'Yisrael, there shouldn't be an increase in machlokes v'Yisrael of debates over what the pasuk is saying. So he didn't want that to happen. So, memela, that's why he translated it. V'od bikish, the galus targum shel ksuvim, he wanted further to reveal a targum of ksuvim. Yotze Abasko v'amalo dayecho. Abasko came out and told him, stop, enough. Says the Gemara, my time. Why is that a bigger problem to do k'suvim? Mishum de ispe kates Mashiach. In Sefer Daniel, Rashi tells us if you'd be able to learn it properly, you'd figure out when the Mashiach is coming. So you have to hide that targum and not reveal it. The targum shel Torah, Uncle Seger, Amr, you're telling me the targum of Torah was said only initially by Uncle Seger? V'ha Amr Rav Ika bar Avin. Rav Ika bar Avin darshins a pasuk to tell us that it came earlier, a pasuk from Sefer Nehemiah. And it says as follows, that, again, Amr Rav Ika bar Avin, Amr Rav Chanan, Amr Rav, my diksiv, v'ikar b'sefer Torah selukim, Meforash v'sum sechol v'yovina b'mikro. They read in the Sefer Torah of Hashem, Meforash means explicit, v'sum sechol, a placing of intellect, v'yovina b'mikro, and they understood the pasuk, they understood the verses. V'yikar b'sefer Torah selukim zem mikro. That part of the pasuk means that there was mikro. This is all things that Ezra brought down. Ezra is obviously before Yonas ben Uziel, before Unklus. So there was Mikra. Meforash is a Targum. The Targum existed. That's going to be our Kasha. V'sum Seichel Ewa Psukim. That means the Psukim, where the Psukim stopped. The Avina B'Mikra, and they understood Mikra Ewa Piske Tami. That means the Chop. So Amila Ewa Mesoris. Some say his Mesoris means how the words are read. So you see already the Targum existed. And this Targum existed. It's not it's way before Unklus Agir. So the Gemara gives a similar answer to said before. Shachum v'chazir v'yastum. That's true. They forgot the targum. They forgot all these things. It seems very perhaps. And at least about the targum, Unklus came back and reestablished. My shna da'arai so dolis da'azo v'an neviyes da'azo. Why for the targum of Torah the earth did not shake? The Eretz Yisrael did not shake. And on the targum of Avim it did shake. Does the Gemara back da'arai so mifrisha milsa. In the Torah, things are more or less explained. The Nevi, Ikamili, the Mifishin, the Ikamili, the Mistam. Yeah, when in the Nevi'im, there are things that are clear and things that are not. Dixiv will give an example of something that's totally unclear. Bayomahu, Igado, Hamispe, Rishalam, Kimispe, Hadajimon, Bidigas, Megiddo. On that day, really it's talking about something in Yemosa Mashiach, the Hesped in Yerushalayim, the eulogies will grow, will be so great, like the Hesped of Hadajimon in the Valley of Megiddo. If not for the Targum of this pasuk, I wouldn't know what it said. As Rashi elaborates, there is no such, we don't find anywhere in Tanakh such a hesped in such a place. So what's the Targum of the pasuk? Gemara says, "Biyomahu on that day, Yaskim Mispeid the Yerushalayim, the Mispeid the hesped in Yerushalayim will be so big. Mispeid the Achav bar Amri the Kotel Yosei Hadadrimon bar Tavrimon, like the hesped of Achav the son of Amri that was killed by Hadadrimon ben Tavrimon Biramos Gilad in a place called Ramos Gilad." Ooh, Kemispe, that's really two hespids being referred to in the pasuk, you don't even know. The Kemispe the Yoshiao bar Amon, the king Yoshiao bar Amon, the Kalta Yose Paruch Agigra, the Bigas Megiddo, was killed by Paruch Agigra in a valley called Bigas Megiddo. So he was able to give us the pshat that is referring to two hespids that we do find evidence of in Tanakh that did exist, they were very great hespids. I, Daniel, alone saw the great visions, the vision of the handwriting on the wall. If you look there in Sefer Daniel. And the people that were with me did not see it. They did not see the vision. A great fear fell upon them, and they fled into hiding. Says the Gemara, who were these people that were with Daniel? There he is again. These three great Nevi'im, Chagas Zechar Malachi, with him. Inu Adifi Minei, V'iu Adifi Minei. They were greater than him, and he was greater than them. Inu Adifi Minei, these three Nevi'im were greater than Daniel, the Inu Nevi'i, V'ilo Novi, Mav Novi. They were Nevi'im, and he was not. Now, Daniel, it's very obvious, had Nevu'ah. But what it means is, Rashi points out, that there were many, many Nevi'im, really, historically, but there were only certain Nevi'im that were sent as the Shlichus to deliver a message to Klal Yisrael. Daniel was never particularly sent like that. So they are Nevi'im in that regard, and Daniel is not. Ihu adif minayu v'iu chaza. He is greater than them. He saw this vision. V'inu lo chaza, they did not. This is an obvious question. After they didn't see it, the fact is they didn't see it, so why were they scared? Avagav di'inu lo chaza mazlayu chaza. Amazing klal. Even though they didn't see it, their mazel saw. Amr Avina, Ravina says, Shomino, you hear from that. Someone who's scared and doesn't know why, even though he doesn't see anything, his mazel sees something. What can he do to fix the situation? He should read Shema. If he's in a dirty place, he can't read Shema there. It's also to read Shema. So he should hop from his place for Amos. Garmide is another word for Amos. Below, and seemingly he can't for some reason, he should say as follows, Iza de beitav chi shmeino minai, a goat in the butcher's house is fatter than me. Seemingly pshat in reading Kriya Shema was to increase his ear Shemaim, to give him a higher darga, that the danger wouldn't be after him anymore. Chore, that's pshat. Says the Gemara, is now back to more of a Megillah, directly Megillah-related discussion. Says the Gemara, V'hashad the Amar Medina, Medina v'ir v'ir the Joshua. We said the words Medina, Medina v'ir v'ir do not come to teach us different cities, and when they read, it really just comes for a drasha of things that are close to a city. They read at the same time as a city. Mishpacha, mishpacha, it's also in that passage, like every single family came to hear Megillah, should keep Megillah and should keep the holiday. Amai also, what does that come from? Amar Yossi bar Chanina, says Yossi bar Chanina, Lahavi mishpachas kuhuna levia shemavatlan avadotin abon lishma maker Megillah. The families of God and Levium are mevatali avod in the Beis Hamikdash, and they come to hear Mikra Megillah. The Amar of Yehuda Marav, he said, Kohanim ba'avodasan Levium b'duchan of the Yisrael b'ma'amadan. The Kohanim doing the avodah, and Levium on the duchan singing the shirim, and the Yisrael b'ma'amadan, which was a mitzvah for Yisraelim, that they had a rotation of watches of the regular Yisrael and regular Jewish people to come and watch over the Korban Tamid. It's a pasuk requires that. You do a shmira on the Korban. You can only do that if you stand there. This is all explained by Rashi. So all of them, kulam revatlan avodotin avoyin lishma mikra megillah. All of them revatul out of avodin, they come to hear mikra megillah. So I'll say, Eratosis is a pell over here. Why do you have to revatul? After a kriya, you read the megillah, you got a lot of time to do the korban. So he first answers that, being that once the day is started, it's the time for your avodin, and you're not doing it right away, that's called bitul. But that he asks, so I understand, do the avodah first, and then you can read the megillah, you have time. So that answer is amazing, that it's better to read the Megillah with the whole Tzibur Klal Yisrael, because there'll be more Pesumei Nisa. Do that, and then you push off the Avodah a little bit. But the Chor, you still have to do the Avodah, Tos is holding. The Gemara is not saying not to do the Avodah at all. It just means the Megillah comes first. Continues the Gemara. Tanam Yachi, the Bryce also says, Kohanim Avodasim Levim, Yiduchanim Yisrael, Bama Amodan, Kulim Avatan Avodasim, Yivoyen, Nishma, Mikra, Megillah. Mikan Sam Chosh HaBeis Rebbe. From here, the house of Rebbe were somech, they were somech that this is the makor for a different halacha. What's that halacha? Shemivatim Talmud Torah uboin neshma mikra megillah. They stop learning. They come to your mikra megillah. Kal v'chomer, they have a kal v'chomer. Me'avoda, from this halacha of avoda. Ma uma avoda shi chamura, avoda is very chomer. Mevatalina and mevatalit to go here megillah. Talmud Torah lo kol shekein Talmud Torah, which is more lenient. We'll see what that is. Talmud Torah is more lenient. Kol shekein that you're mevatal that. Says the Gemara, the avoda chamura mi Talmud Torah. Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, the great thing is, as it was, is more chamur than Talmud Torah. The haksiv, but behold, it's written. Etc. It says that when Yeshua was in Yericho, he was battling against Yericho, he lifted up his eyes and he saw, and there was a man standing opposite him, and he bowed. I'm just going to fill in the part of the pasuk not quoted directly by the Gemara, because the words are going to be important. I'll read the whole quote. It says, Vahi b'yos Yeshua b'yericho, and Yeshua was in Yericho, la'isa ina v'yar. He lifted up his eyes and he saw. V'hine ish omeid lenegdo, a man was standing opposite him. V'charbu shlufa b'yodo, a sword was stretched out in his hand, a sword was out of its sheath. V'yelech Yeshua elav, Yeshua went to him. V'yomelo halonu ata im tzareinu. He said, are you ours or our enemies, friend or foe? But Yomer, the man, said, Lo, ki ani sar tzva Hashem. I am an angel of Hashem. Ata basi, I have come now. That's all he says. So pay attention to the words. This will be important in us understanding the Gemara. Vayipul Yeshua al panav arzo. Yeshua fell on his face to the ground. Vayishtachu, vayomer lo, and he bowed. And he said to him, Ma adoni min daber el avta, what do you have to say to your servant? So all the person says, I have come now. Well, what's going on, Bechal? So our Gemara is going to darshan everything over here. Says the Gemara, though, interrupting the story before we get to our point about Talmud Torah, how could Gemara go, how could Yeshua go and greet this person? It is usher for a person to greet his friend at night. You have to be worried he's a shade. So how could Yeshua say this to this person at nighttime? Gemara says back, Shani Hasam, the Amar Lei, Kani Sar Tzvashem. The Malach here said, I'm a Malach, so it's okay. Now, if you pay attention to the Pesukim I read here, Yeshua spoke first. So the Chore, it wasn't a problem to say something, but I guess not to continue the conversation with initially. That's what it seems like. Yeshua spoke first, and then the Malach said, I'm a Malach. So the Chore, if there was a problem in speaking, this wouldn't answer it, because these words came after Yeshua spoke. So I suppose not a problem to find out what the person is. Maybe the issue is only just to continue up a conversation with them. Not sure. So what do you see from there? Sinema Malach is not a shade. The Gemara says, "V'dil Mashakri." Maybe he's lying. No, Gemiri de Lamavki Shem Shemayim Levatal. Right? That we learn a tradition that you don't say Shem Shemayim Levatal. A Malach won't do that. And this person said a Shem Hashem. So it obviously is a Malach. He's not lying. I go back on Akasha I brought up over here. It's kind of schwer. I mean, the Gemara asks that, well, how could he do that? And it responds, well, he said it was a malach, but again, it came after Yeshua did that. So not sure what the Shaka Batari is. Why does that answer the question? I'll just add in a few things right now from the next Tosis. Next Tosis brings the Shitas Riva that says this whole Indian of not greeting your friend at night is only in a place that's outside of the city, say in a field or something like that. And Yeshua, that's where he was. He was laying siege on Yericho over here. It is in a field away from the civilized place. So that's a problem. But in a place where people are, you don't have to worry, because if that's not the case, Yeshua says, if that's not the case, Tosis brings, then you'd never be able to respond to a person that says, write a get for my wife if it's a nighttime. Right? If that were existed in a civilized area, in the cities. And we don't find that that's halacha is true. We do find that that in Gittin, a person screams from a pit to write a get for his wife, is where he's going to die. That you don't do because you're worried he's a demon. Until you've put him through a demon test, which has to do with seeing the reflection of his reflection. Tosis mentions that. Look there in Gittin, Daf, Samech Vav, no more. So, again, we took a little tangent in the Gemara. We're trying to come to a proof that Talmud Torah is indeed Chomor. All we had so far was an interruption of the story that that Yeshua ben Levi has a lacha not to greet someone at night, but Yeshua Hanavi could do it, Yeshua ben Nun, because this person, this malach, said he is a malach, and they won't say Shem Shemayim Levatal. Continues the conversation then. Omar Lo. The Malach said, Emesh Batalton Tamid Shalin Rabbi. Yesterday, last night, yesterday afternoon, you were Mavatal the Tamid of the afternoon. The Achshav Batalton Talmud Torah, and now you're Mavatal Talmud Torah. That's what he said. That's not all in Pesukim. I just wanted to point out that I read Pesukim before. That's why that's not in the Pesukim. What is in the Pesukim is that Amar Lo Aleizem Eihan Basa. Yeshua said, on which one of those Averis did you show up here? Amar Lo, now is a quote from the Pasuk. He said back to him, Ata Basi, I came now. We'll see how that means Torah, and we'll see in a second. Yeah, but right after that, Chor means Torah because Atabasi I came on the most recent Avera, the current Talmud, the current Bittul Torah. So Miyad immediately, Vayolin Yeshua Balaila Hu Besuch HaEmek. Yeshua spent that night in the depths. What's in the depths? In the lowland, but really on the Rabbi Yochanan, Malamin Shalom Be'umka Shalacha. It really means that he dwelled in the depths of Halacha. So, right or wrong, you're already seeing it. I'll just read the punchline for the next part of the Gemara on the top of Gimel and Beis. The Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Unia God the Talmud Torah Yosem Me'akavus Aminim. You see from this, Rav Shmuel Bar Unia says Talmud Torah is bigger than bringing the Talmud. Shenemar Atabas Yilmalach said, "I came now." That's the end of the Kasha. So a little information of Kasha. Last three Tosin on the page, that the Malach said yesterday you're Mevatel Talmud. So Tosin is bothered. Why are they Mevatel it? Chor the Kohanim could have stayed and brought the bin Makrivit. They didn't have to go to war. He says the word is that they were mevatalis. They didn't have the Aron. The Aron wasn't in its place, and the Kohanim were carrying the Aron. They couldn't do it. So I guess then the Taina of the Malach was that was the wrong choice. That's what it seems to be. Otherwise, Malach has no Taina. And Tosef then asks, how does the Pasuk show you Bechlal that this whole conversation happened? Where's the remez? All it was, Yeshua said, are you ours or our enemies, friend or foe? And the Malach said back, Atabasi, where do you see this? He says, amazing. They're all remazim. His Ahalanu Ata, are you ours? That refers to Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, the Torah. And he says, are you Litzarenu, for our enemies? That refers to Korbanos, because they're Maginim Aleinu Mitzarenu. They guard us from our enemies. That was the remez going on. The Malach said back, Atabasi is another remez, the Rivan brings, the Tosis brings, says the Torah is Ato, the Ato, Kisu Luchemes Hashira Azos, the word Ato. And then the last part of the Gemara that says immediately Yeshua took the Musar and spent that night in the Emek, Tosis brings as a common thing that the Gemara will mix Psukim, actually, like kind of make a new Pasuk out of two halves of Psukim, bring a Pasuk doesn't exactly say that to bring out the point. This Pasuk doesn't exist here. It's actually a combination of Sukkim, that one here, and one having to do with a later siege on the city of Ai. And really, Yeshua didn't go and sit in the depths of Halacha on this very night. The next time he had this opportunity, he didn't. He corrected himself and then sat in the depths of Halacha. There is a top Tosus and Gemara base to say over an amazing thing that Yeshua also was faulted. The Gemara in Erevin says that another issue that came out of this siege that he should have been more careful about was even Vatel Klal Yisrael from Pur Ravuah that night. And Mamela, amazing thing, he got an onish to never have a ben zacher. Yeshua never had a boy. Amazing onish that he got. Thank you for listening. Mirat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.